There's something strange in the neighborhood. Oh, who you gonna call? We're gonna find out today here on Two Geeks and a Microphone.
Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike.
You know, it's only now at this moment that both my dogs are trying to play with me, and I have no idea why.
Wow. So who talks first? You talk first. I talk first.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Two Geeks and a Microphone. I am your co-host, Mr. Steven Boster, along with the one, the only, the most, I have no idea at the moment, goofiest of all, Mr. Michael Shanks. Mike, say hey to everybody.
Good morning to all you geeks out there in geekdom land.
And we also have Mr. Theron Too Cool Lowry in the house. Theron, say hey to everybody.
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
And then the one who can be named, who should not be named, but obviously should be named. I'm trying to do a Harry Potter reference, but that didn't come out right, so I totally apologize. Megan is here with us. Megan, say hey to everybody.
Hello.
You drinking your caffeine this morning, Steve?
No, I'm only, if everybody can see it, all I've had is this much,
and I'm really got grape sleepy drink.
Yeah, this it's Rockstar grape. I can only get it, I can't find it in any grocery store. I have to go to a certain convenience store, so I'm paying too much for it, but I love grape because it's much more better. Cheers, everybody.
I got two coffees.
So you can't
Rockstar, and I got a protein shake. What is happening right about now?
I got an iced coffee. So
iced coffee,
nice.
So well, Steven, you can't find that at the night job then?
Oh no, that is where I get it. Is at the night job.
You don't get a discount at the night job?
Oh no,
they don't
give discounts.
Oh, okay.
A job that they don't give you discounts on their products.
Well,
and it's already a convenience store, so you know everything's like twice the price.
Well, that's not very convenient for you.
Well played. That is true. Oh, goodness. Well, hey, everybody, we're going to roll right into it because we are talking Ghostbusters. Now, in all fairness and all openness, everybody, I've had a crazy week, and I did not get a chance to see it. But Mike saw it, Megan saw it, and Theron saw it, and they're going to talk about it, and I'm just going to ask a whole lot of questions, or I may just fall asleep. We'll find out if Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was any good, because I'm looking forward to having this conversation today. So, what's the game plan?
Before we do that, let's jump into the geeky news. All right. I have one item for the geeky news. I'm going to share that. DC Comics has announced that they are coming out with another omnibus. They're killing me with these omnibuses because, first we had the DC and Marvel crossover omnibus, which
they're running over you back and forth on the omnibus.
Oh my gosh. they're like running over me, backing up, and then running over me again because I can't afford all these things. And man, I want the Marvel versus DC ones. And oh gosh, you know, I'm a huge Deathstroke fan. So this is volume one of the Deathstroke omnibus. And it's going to be $125 and it comes out this December. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The sad thing is I had all these issues because I collected, I don't know, like the first 5 years of the Deathstroke comic book when it came out. In fact, that very cover right there, that exact cover when that came out in like 1992, I think, I don't remember what year it was. I actually had a friend who was doing airbrushing at St. Clair Square, and he airbrushed me a t-shirt with that on it. So, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Because you couldn't find Deathstroke t-shirts, so you're still hard to find.
That's crazy, because, you know, that looked like Deadpool with just one eye.
No, Deadpool looked like Deathstroke.
Oh, my goodness.
They literally stole Deadpool from Deathstroke.
Look like
Wade Wilson.
Wade Wilson.
Right.
It's okay. It's all right. I mean, I understand. He looks beefy, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he definitely does. That's a great cover. I love that cover. Him with the rifle, and yeah, just awesome. Anyway, that's what I got for the news. I got a couple of items for GeekDAR. If we're ready to move on.
Go for
on
it.
To that.
Let's do it. Right. Yes, yes, yes.
Throw with the radar, sir. What's wrong with it? I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
You know, the bleeps. The sweeps. And the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
So, for the GeekDAR, I have a couple items. And of course, they're comic books because I like comic books. One of them is the second series to the extension of the Batman 89 with Michael Keaton. So they're doing series of those. And this is issue number 2 of Batman Echoes, Batman 89 Echoes. And as you can see, hopefully it has Batgirl and Harley Quinn on the cover.
Oh, I see Harley Quinn, but I don't see Batgirl.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, it's the red hair in the background.
See if Megan can show it better. She's kind of in the shadows a little bit, but anyway.
I got you.
Okay, cool.
Imagine that.
The second one.
Girls in the shadow.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
The second one is a love and a gripe at the same time. So the second one is Superman, Batman, World's Finest. I've been collecting those lately. They've had a really good story in there where they went against the another Superman, Batman from another universe. You know, that multiverse thing that Steven hates.
I'm out.
No. But so this one, they had an alternate.
Is that William
cover.
Shatner on the front?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That is Captain Kirk. And Superman is presenting him as the new captain to the Justice League. So it was great. I went into Fantasy Books last week, and Ashley, who runs the place, she goes, "Hey, I put something special in your poll. If you don't want it, you don't have to get it, but I thought you might be interested." So she had the regular cover for World's Finest, and then she had the alternate, which is this. And I said, "I'll take the alternate instead of the regular this week, because that's pretty freaking cool." My only gripe is
hold on. That is some A+ customer service from Fantasy Books.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I
have
to say.
Ashley does a great job. She does a fantastic job. Yeah, she has a good feeling for the comics I'm gonna like. So
nice.
nice. Anyway, my gripe is though, even though Shat is on the cover. He's not in the issue.
Oh, he's not the issue. He's on the cover. Oh, the issue.
I was so disappointed. I'm like, I'm reading it. I'm like, but where's William Shatner? Come on. I want him to be in the issue. I want him to be the captain of the Justice League for just an issue.
Right.
It would have been fantastic. But
so is that just a bunch of Shat?
That's what we call comic book clickbait.
Yes.
Comic book clickbait. I'm claiming that right here, right now. Comic book clickbait. And then the other GeekDAR I have is we went and seen Godzilla X Kong last night. And next week we will discuss that more. So I will save it for the podcast.
There we go.
And then of course the last things I got is UFL starts today, football's back, baby, and the Battlehawks take flight.
We're also going there.
next week.
Yes, next week we are going to see Battlehawks play in the Battle Dome, and I can't wait.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, save that for your sports podcast. Thank you very much. It does not belong here in the Geek Podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mr. Well, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Enough said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he was wearing his KC gear. And yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I got for Geek Talk.
Sounds good.
Anyone else got anything?
I got a VR headset.
Ooh, which one?
I got the MetaQuest 2.
Oh, the new one.
No, this one's I got a MetaQuest.
Uh-oh.
We're live, so I got it's over there. But but yeah, I got it's over there. And
I'm listening. Darren just points behind him.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. It's I forgot we're just not only visual here, we have audio listeners as well. Yes, behind me is where my MetaQuest 2 headset is at, and I'm diving into the virtual reality realm. So that's where I'm going to take my gaming to. It's the next plateau. I mean, I'm pretty much.
Very cool.
Steven got that straight jacket thing.
It is the Woozier vest. The Woozier vest 3, and I love it. Absolutely.
Have you used it lately?
I use it for right now. I put it on, and then I have that subscription to Brain FM. So I use it for focus. So I listen to focus music, but not only does it do that, but it also vibrates in rhythm with the music and stuff. It's really helpful.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna have to look into that. Yeah.
So I had a friend, you can get the one little unit, you know, where it's just one unit kind of a thing. And that's like $180. But another friend of mine told me, he said, Steve, if you're going to invest in it, just go all the way, get the vest, because you get six units on it. And it was, you know, it was, yeah. So it was worth every penny for me so far.
All I can think of when you said that you subscribed to Brain, what was it? Brain
FM. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All I can do, I picture you wearing that vest, and then I picture you as either Brainiac or Simon from the Teen Titan.
All right.
It's all got to come back to comic books and movies.
Yeah.
I was going to say, with that VR headset, they have an Iron Man VR game in there. So I'm going to dive into that so I can.
It's good. I hear that game is good.
Theron, you need the VR headset, and then you need that vest thing.
I don't want to feel the impacts of getting blasted in the chest, you know, in an iron suit. I just want to see. Yeah, I just want to see how, you know.
I'm telling you, there's that VR is a setting. It is designed for VR. It's designed for VR music, like Xbox or PlayStation. You can hook it up to that even. Mm-hmm. Movies. I tested it on Lord of the Rings. That big scene where Sauron gets killed, the big goes, whoa, you know, in the blast, you start feeling it come towards you and go right through you, kind of a thing. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, there's a lot of people who with VR headsets that are using these vests as well. So, oh my goodness, we're going back to Ready Player One.
That's what I was just going to say. We're delving into.
Yeah.
Oh, Skynet's coming for us. It's all I got to say.
Right on.
On the VR too, that's the two games I'm going to get. I'm going to get the Ghostbuster. They just came out, so I have to price that one out. Oculus has or Meta would not have sales for various games, and they like 30% off. So I'm gonna wait for that one, hit like a 30% off sale, and I'm gonna get the Ghostbuster. But I already have the Iron Man, and it's actually really cool too. So cool. That's my geek dar type right there.
Oh yeah. Wow. Brian Ramsey of Three Geeky Dad says I have the Iron Man for PS4.
Mm-hmm. I also have the PS4 headset as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. Dude,
but
so
I,
yeah,
I don't have the Iron Man game, but but that's how I know. I've heard the Iron Man game is really good.
So you got to put on the Spider-Man headset and put that vest on.
Spider-Man would be cool.
Yes, I have not done it yet, but I will. Yes.
You're going to have to do that and then report back to us. Okay. That's your assignment.
There's a game.
You have homework.
Okay, I got homework. Okay.
I give him homework periodically. He doesn't always do it.
Speaking of Ghostbusters.
Love and fun. Speaking of Ghostbusters, I guess we should move on, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's hit our main event.
It's time for the main event. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Right on.
Your neighborhood.
Well, really, you won't call the Ghostbusters. You just call Venkman's family and friends.
Well, no, it's Spengler family and friends.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spengler's family.
Yeah, it's the entire Spengler family. So,
yeah, it's the Spengler family. Yeah.
Or at least now it's the entire Spengler family. And
real quick, before I forget, Theron, this is for you. Brian Ramsey of Three Geeky Dads says Skyrim in VR is pretty cool, too.
Oh, sweet. I'm looking for it. Yep, I want a role-playing game. There we go.
Brian's embracing the VR world, yet Mr. I Fear AI. I find that funny. I am going to make fun of him every time with stuff like this.
Right.
It's, again, like I just said to Steven, it's all said in love and fun. So don't take it the wrong way. But anyway, so let's give our overalls of Ghostbusters. Steven, I know you didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I'll start. I have to say, I did enjoy this movie a lot. It is a fun, and I would say for the most part, a family friendly film.
Oh.
Just the way Ghostbusters should be, in my opinion. A lot of great characters. We got the return of the originals, minus Egon, of course, because he has passed on. I am glad they didn't do the VR or the VR,
CGI
Egon again. I think that would have been redundant.
Well, they also ended it perfectly.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally agree.
It was very special in the first.
Right. And I think that would have
a special moment.
I think that would have harmed Ghostbusters Afterlife had they done it again. It would have made it cheesy in my opinion. I think it was done perfectly in Ghostbusters Afterlife. So I'm glad they did not continue with that. We did have a moment that I thought Egon was sort of going to make an appearance, and I kind of would have been happy with it. We'll explain more because I don't want to give any spoilers away yet. We're not in spoiler territory yet. But overall, I think it's a really fun movie. It's enjoyable. It fits the Ghostbusters franchise perfectly. And out of a, let's see, for a scale, let's use Ghost Traps.
There we go.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10 ghost traps, I will give this a 7.
I concur.
I'm not gonna go higher than a 7 just because it's definitely not the best Ghostbusters. The best Ghostbusters is number one, hands down.
You mean the first one from the 80s, Ray Parker singing.
Ray Parker Jr. Yes. Who are you going to call? Yes. The original is the best, hands down. You're never going to top it. You know, there's just no way.
How does that compare? I can't remember. I like Ghostbusters 2.
Really?
You like Ghostbusters 2? Excuse me, everyone. I have something I got to do here real quick.
Okay. So... We threw Theron into the ghost containment.
You guys didn't like Ghostbusters 2? I thought Ghostbusters, that's the one that with the pitcher, the guy was in the pitcher.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
once again, I'm not using any more airtime to talk about Ghostbusters 2.
I think Ghostbusters 2 is the It's my least favorite of the Ghostbusters franchise.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is kind of the...
Well, I don't count that one. Sorry, Steven.
Do we call this kind of like the Paul Rudd kind of Ghostbusters, because he's in both of these? Or how is it compared to the first one with Paul Rudd? Let me say it that way. That's probably a better way to say it.
It was a new era.
Or the new era.
Yeah, it's okay, a new era. He wasn't really like one of the... his character is really not one of the main focal points to the new storyline, to be honest with you. He's like, he's there, but he's like not there.
Okay, so new, it's really new era. Megan, I like how you said new era. So of this new era, of the two movies of the new era, how did it compare to the previous one?
In my opinion, the previous one was going off of nostalgia. It had a huge nostalgia factor going for it.
Okay.
And then you brought back all the original Ghostbusters. You brought back almost every original character you could, with the exception of Rick Moranis. And from what I understand, that's Rick Moranis' choice. He just won't come back to Hollywood. And I would have loved to have him back in Ghostbusters, by the way. He was a fantastic character, and love him. I love his character. I would have to say Ghostbusters Afterlife is better than Ghostbusters. What's the new one called?
Frozen Empire.
But that's not to say that I didn't enjoy Frozen Empire. I enjoy both movies, but I do think Afterlife is a better film.
Okay. Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Enjoyable. It's still an enjoyable film.
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely an enjoyable film.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say, yeah, both of them really have a really good impact. I think, and really they focus around Egon's granddaughter. That's really, she's mainly the focal point to the
yes
coming up. And in the first movie, in Afterlife, it was mostly about, you know, it was her, but it was like both of the kids, you know, hey, her brother and her, and how she kind of sells his character like Egon does, spot on. I think that's actually pretty cool, especially with the jokes, especially with like her love for science and technology. Everybody else is
not. So it's like a little mini me action going on.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Especially
kinda.
With the glasses. Oh man.
But in kind of,
yeah. I mean, okay. She's her own character, but you can tell that she has a lot of the same mannerisms that her grandfather did. And, yeah, I think she's a good continuation of that character, but not the same character.
So, so what was the main premise? Like, what's the main storyline of what's happening in this movie? Everybody paused. I don't know if that's a good sign or not.
It was two different. To me, it was like two different stories that was going on at the same time. You ever know, it was like that in the first movie too. They're kind of telling two different roles as far as like where things are taking place. Okay. And let's go with Afterlife. Talking about how they were talking about the how the daughter, Egon's daughter, how she was, and she didn't know her father, and all this coming of where he was at, and all the things that was taking place on the farm, the dirt farmer, why they call him dirt farmer. And then you have the story of the kids, how they were basically becoming more integrated, trying to find the acceptance and where they were because they got kicked out of their place. And then you had the story of the demon lady, the demon dog lady that was had the two dogs that he was what was that?
Zool.
There we go. We had Zool. Yeah, there we go. And then we had that same stuff. We had three different stories in three different acts, and they were all kind of like they all coalesce at the end. So it's the same thing that happened in Frozen Empire. You had Paul Rudd and his character. They're trying to just make it and in the firehouse and making sure that they got everything. Plus you have the ghost story of this these fire breathers and stuff like that, you know, trying to keep this ghost contained, this one big ghost that's basically, you know, because they have the ghost compactor and it's becoming overloaded. And it was like, well, how can we keep on fitting ghosts in here? We don't know how. Well, we'll figure that part out later. So then you had the granddaughter, her storyline of how she didn't feel like she couldn't do anything because she was young. And she needed, so she didn't have an outlet because they wouldn't let her become an actual Ghostbuster because of child labor laws and stuff like that. Is that about covering to a certain extent? Yeah. Like how the story was so. Pretty different.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Theron, out of on a scale of 1 to 10, Ghost Traps, what number would you give it?
I'll give it a 7 as well for sure, because there was certain things in there that was kind of like throwing me off, because I'm like, you know, obviously they didn't know how to use. It was funny because they was just like, oh man, look at this nostalgia thing. This is a ghost trap, and then they all of a sudden knew how to use it, or they didn't know how to use it properly. And it was just a lot of whimsical things. I was thinking to myself, like, okay,
wait a minute. Who are you saying didn't know how to use it?
When they were, okay, so that the opening scene when they were in the car and they were trying to use the little go-kart, remote control car trap for the flying demon ghost. And then all of a sudden they had a drone one that was in the top part, in top canopy. I was like, yeah, I know it was fun. How come you didn't use it at first? The little drone car thing was going to be out of range for it. And
They learned how to use the traps in the first one in Afterlife.
They was throwing it and they didn't
like 3 years later.
Yeah, this is 3 years later. They know how to use the traps by now. Now the drone was new. The drone they didn't have.
Effectively though, it's just like they were still kind of whimsy about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying it was some of the stuff was kind of cringe. It's just like, come on, yeah, I know how to shoot. Like, do we not know how to shoot the proton pack? Is everybody just gonna shoot and scream when they do?
wait a minute. So you were saying that there's possibly a little bit of continuity issues to a certain degree.
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. It was like some of the stuff was.
Well, to be fair, they're shooting a proton pack from a moving vehicle too.
Yeah,
right. You try shooting something from a moving vehicle and see how well you shoot.
I shoot the bird all the time, and I hit.
Oh yeah, like
I'm driving.
With your VR headset on.
but the crazy part about it was that was kind of like very cringy. Was the fact that how they were driving the Ghostbuster mobile, and it was like they were like swaying and he couldn't control the car. I was like, why are you going that fast? And she wanted to get out on the gunner seat, and I was just like, not downtown, don't do that in the city, you're not, you can't control this. And when every time they shot the proton beam, it kept like throwing everything off. And don't get me wrong, I understand like when they catch it and it's moving around, they're trying to control it. But I'm like, this isn't a good look. So that kind of threw me for a loop there. But that was just some of the stuff I thought was like, okay, I think that you guys, you know, you kind of came to a point where, yes, after 3 years that they've been up and everything, they should know how to use what type of trap, and they should know when to shoot the proton pack to a certain degree. But it didn't seem like they were learning from anything. It was just like, oh, well, we're here now. This is what we do as Ghostbusters.
We make it up as we go along. Very much like this podcast, by the way.
That's what it seemed like. Making us look cool.
All right, Megan, give your overall.
Yes.
Yeah, there you
What's
go.
Your score,
Spoiler Megan? Free overall, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to go with an 8.5 or 8.5.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I really, really like it. I think both of the new era are fantastic, and I really think with both of these, they're going a great way with giving a new generation to it. And I don't know, I just really like it.
Okay.
Which one do you like better? Would you say Frozen Empire or would you say Afterlife? Which of the two do you like better?
I'm ready. Which one's much more better?
I can't say one's much more better.
Okay. If we sat down to watch Afterlife and Frozen Empire, which one are you going to pick?
I will go with, well, they kind of have the overarching thing. It's like the bad guy that's like Zool, how Zool was able to control stuff, even though he was, you know, in its confinement, he wasn't fully like released. And it was the same thing for I can't even remember the bad guy that was at the end of Frozen Empire. It was like, once he was able to get out, that's when he was, you know, more destructive. But at the same time, he was able to do things in the physical realm that affected a lot of what was happening, like, you know, freezing stuff over, causing all this mayhem. And it was, it kind of kept that consistency. Like, okay, we know the big bad, he's going to do all this devastating stuff. He's going to take over New York, kind of like what the state put Marshmallow Man did and what Zool did and everything. And it's just like, all right, so they're going to find themselves in a pickle and they're going to work their way out of it. And it's going to be one of those moments where it's like, we know it's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen. But I thought it was a pretty interesting take at the end when, and it's, I'm going to butcher his name, the fire wielder, how he was able to do some of the things he was doing.
Nadim Razamati.
Yes, his character. Yeah. Now his character was, his character, it was one of those things where I was very surprised at what he did and how he did it. I'm trying to keep this a little bit spoiler free, well, by the way.
Nadim is his character name, by the way. His real name, the actor's name, is even harder to say.
Yeah. I ain't gonna try that one.
Yeah, Kamal.
That's
Kamal Nanjiani. Sorry, I'm butchering his name. It's even harder to say than his character name.
Yes. His character was something else. So it was very, very like, you know, I just want to be able to sell some stuff so I can get some money to the point where, oh, my family has this particular like legacy in order to trap this frozen ice god or demon rather. And the way they did it was by, you know, containing him into this sphere. It's sphere, the ball. There we go. So, and then it was just like one of those things that, where he had to learn his true potential to control fire. And I thought it was pretty interesting where he was able to control the proton beam at the same time when he was just now learning how to control fire and he was barely getting it. You know, the scene where it was just like, light the candle with the lighter. And he was like, I'm trying. I can only do it so much.
Well, I think we veered off into spoiler territory. So,
oh, well, dang it. I mean, it's one of those things.
So here, let's play the official Ghostbusters.
You just wanted to do that.
Well, yeah, of course I wanted to do that.
We're talking about Ghostbusters. We have to.
We're going to have the official Ghostbusters spoiler alert. Okay. All right. Well, I think this movie is really good. I enjoyed it. Again, it's not as good as, nowhere near as good as the original, but none of them are as good as the original. First of all, you're not going to capture the magic of the original. That's like, capturing
it was lightning in a bottle.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't like Slimer coming back? Slimer was in the yes, he was there that whole entire time.
Oh, I was thrilled Slimer was back. Muncher is great because Muncher was the one they brought in for Afterlife, because we rewatched Afterlife after we went and seen Frozen Empire. And I like Muncher. Muncher's fun, but the Slimer's the original, and he's the best.
If I remember right, when we did Afterlife, I gave that one a 9 out of 10, and I said that it only didn't get a 10 because there was no Slimer, because I wanted to see Slimer again.
Oh, wait a minute! So you gave Afterlife a 9, and you just gave this an 8.5, I think.
I know. That's why I said they're really close.
Okay, so then you would say Afterlife is the better of the two. Much more better, Kiers.
Anything I can do to drink more caffeine, just saying.
Yeah, Afterlife.
Steven's Afterlife, just over there drinking his great caffeine.
Was full of nostalgia, because it pretty much brought back everybody. And so I don't think Ed Hudson came back in that one. he came back in this one, though.
Was it Ernie Hudson? In the no, Ernie was in both of them. Ernie's in both of them because he's the one, he's the money backer funding both Ray's occult books and the Ghostbuster headquarters. He's the money behind the whole thing.
Oh yeah. Okay. So that was, cool. Yeah, okay. They actually kind of explain it a little bit at the end of Afterlife, but then again, you kind of seen it in Frozen Empire, which I was thinking to myself, like, okay, if that was the case and they knew they was going to have an issue.
Ernie was there busting ghosts too at the end of it too. Mm-hmm. He suited up along with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You're talking about at the farm.
Yeah.
When they just
both of them.
When the Ghostbusters show up at the end of Afterlife, Ernie Hudson's with them. He what is his character? Winston.
Yeah. Winston, yeah.
Winston's back with them. So they had all four Ghostbusters
in Afterlife.
And then of course this one, they had three of the four, because obviously they're not gonna have Egon back. Now what I was talking about with the scene that I almost thought Egon was going to be back, and since we're in spoiler territory, I can reveal this. So if you don't want to know this, then pause the video, go out to the theater, watch it, and come back. We'll wait. One, two, three. All right. So there is a scene where Phoebe, she goes out to the park or something to play chess. And she sets up a chessboard, and she's by herself, and she moves one piece, and then another piece moves. Well, they kind of did that Afterlife too. And my first thought was, oh, that's Egon. Mm-hmm. You know, he's there with her. And then it turns out it's a different ghost.
It was a random ghost girl. Let's just put it that way.
Random ghost girl.
Which was ridiculous on how. Okay, so the one scene I did, this is the reason why I'm giving it an 8 on, is because the scene where when they got to the point where they needed to get like a spirits extractor or whatnot, where they can separate a ghost from like a physical object, like say if it's like think of the Annabelle doll, but you're taking the demons out of the Annabelle doll. That scene where she took herself out of her soul, out of her body, so she can interact with the ghost girl was the most irresponsible and the most craziest thing ever. And this is what I was getting at right about. This is what I was talking about when it was like, you would think that they know a lot more about the ghosts, like the traps and all that stuff like that, because for some odd reason they'll see something and then all of a sudden they become experts right at it. And they was like, oh, well, I can only, it's never been done before, but I can be able to try it out, and I can only stay like two or three minutes outside of my body, but I'm going to automatically go. My soul is automatically going to jump back in. And I was like, what? No, you can't do that. And that part threw me for a loop. And then she got duped by a ghost girl that was being controlled by the frozen guy. And I was like, what the hell? So I'm sorry, cousin, but I was like, that part.
Now I gotta put the explicit warning on. Man.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just teasing.
But it was
no, Brian's not on, so we don't have to put the explicit warning on. As soon as Brian comes on, that's when we gotta do that.
and I thought that was a stretch. Plus the original ghost compactor, it was being fractured throughout the movie. And I was thinking to myself, like, okay. Well, Ernie, how come he didn't, like, they said it was going to take about, they said with all the ghosts that was in that that ghost compactor, it's going to take them several years in order for them to transfer it to the new facility that they have. Yeah, the new containment facility.
You know what they need?
Mm-hmm.
They just need to build the portal from Danny Phantom to the ghost zone.
From what?
Danny Phantom.
I don't know what Danny Phantom is.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody here knows what you're talking about. I have no clue.
And I was like, why would they?
My boys would watch that.
Yeah, Danny Phantom. That was actually a really good show. Yep.
It was a good show, right?
I thought that's all I could think about.
and Angie's in the chat going, ha ha, yes.
Yeah.
apparently Angie knows what it is.
Megan, I thought when they were saying, you know what they need? And I says, all they need is love. Just kidding.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, but as soon as...
Let's not break out Beatles songs, please.
As soon as they started talking about, like, problems with storage, I was like, you just need the ghost zone. Like, just throw them in the ghost zone.
Yep. And I was thinking the same thing, nice, too. Megan. That was the part that was really throwing me for a loop. I love the fact that the mayor shut them down again and then reopened them back up again because there was a need to take care of the ghosts. And it seemed like in the city, in that particular, listen, they call that disc called Ghostbuster Earth. Everybody's fine with just ghosts just flying all over the place. It's not like a big deal. It's a nuisance. But that's why you call the Ghostbusters, right?
So you realize who the mayor is, right?
Yeah, that was wasn't that the original mayor?
No, he's not the original mayor. He's the original head of the EPA, and he's the one that shuts down the containment system in the original film. And after he shuts it down, that's when the ghosts run havoc and take over New York.
So he's and the mayor this time.
So the mayor, they're having a meeting with the mayor on what to do, and the mayor goes, is this true? And Venkman goes, someone said everything was fine till Dickless here shut off the containment unit. And the mayor goes, is this true? And Venkman goes, yes, it's true, this man has no dick. So in the new one, I was waiting for Venkman to say it. And Venkman didn't because somebody in the crowd yelled out, "Hey, Dickless!"
Oh yes, that's exactly right. Somebody caught him in the background.
Now you got to put the explicit on, Steven.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You can't talk Ghostbusters without that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it was great.
He was great. Okay. Yeah.
So he's the mayor in this one, which I loved. I thought was great. I love that they brought him back and brought him in as the mayor. And yes, I was just waiting for Venkman to call him that.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
another throwback that they, so Megan, you said that you love the fact that they brought in Slimer for this movie for Frozen Empire, but at the end credits of Afterlife, they brought back Sigourney Weaver, but she wasn't in Frozen Empire, which I thought was, I was hoping that she would come in and kind of save the day a little bit, but she didn't do that. But it was okay though.
Yeah, they didn't bring back Sigourney Weaver. And I love the way they brought Sigourney Weaver back in Afterlife because she wasn't actually in the film. She was in the after credit, or not the after credit, the mid credit. So then the credits are rolling and her name comes up in the credits. And it was funny because we rewatched it and I forgot about this, but her name comes up and I'm like, wait a minute, Sigourney Weaver wasn't in it. And they roll the mid scene credit right there. And, and when they do, it's Sigourney Weaver, it's Dana and Venkman, and they reverse roles. He's doing the, well, she didn't do that. They're doing the whole ESP testing thing with the shock treatment is what they're doing. And she's giving it to Venkman and it's hilarious. It's so funny.
So like, how do you know how to get, I basically, I tipped the cards.
No. He said he marked them.
Marked the cards. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause every one of them he got right. So what do you see? Couple swiggly lines.
Yeah.
You got these marked, don't you? Well, yes. Yeah. And then she shocks him. It was great.
He also shocks him when he says that he only shocked the guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
I only shocked the guys.
Now, I think another
in
point.
In fairness, he was paying them, though.
Was it? He was getting paid.
He was paying them for the test. You know, they did say that he could keep the $5, but.
I was going to say, the mom character in this one, Paul Rudd's character, I believe his character was more as the father figure that they needed. to kind of like bring the gap together. The mom, in a sense, she was just like, ah, I can care less. You know, she was her role, to be honest with you, it was actually pretty funny because she had that nonchalant attitude and she was trying to get control, but she was like, I have no control. So our Rhodes character was trying to,
I got the feeling she was trying to make Paul Rudd's character, who's Gary yes. Gruberson, by the way, Gruberson. I think she was trying to make him into the dad role, even though he hadn't proposed to her yet. So It was, to me, almost that whole, you know what, I'm going to force you into playing dad so you'll propose to me. That's what I got. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah, they wanted to be more an inclusive family, which I thought was actually pretty good. That's the one part. I mean, that's why I'm going to keep it at an 8, even though it was like certain elements of the movie that kind of like that one scene, like I said, where she extracted her soul just so she can have the interaction with the ghost girl. That part was just like, that was taking it way too over the top for me. And I was just like, okay, that's not good. Because I'm like... That was a kid. She literally tried to bomb herself. She killed herself because she died and she became a ghost. And so just so she can have an interaction with a friend. What?
She didn't die.
She didn't die.
She didn't die. She just
okay. So your soul leave your body. What happens?
Okay.
She Danny phantomed it.
I don't know what that means. I have no clue what that means. You know, you guys and your anime stuff.
It's a cartoon.
That's not a cartoon. That's not it.
It's not anime. Right. Okay, everybody. There we go. We're in the cartoon anime discussion now. No. Time out.
You whippersnappers and your anime. Well, first of all, Darren, I'm going to have to review this because I swear you said a 7 because I said a 7. We had the same thing. And then you just upped
did
it.
Did I say
to
a
8,
7?
So.
Yeah, you yeah, did. You
I'm
did
at 7. Did.
7.
That's because Megan messed me up. She said 8.5.
Because I really liked the movie.
Well, Theron's definitely a part of the podcast now because he's now blaming Megan. I love it. Now, as far as the girl, I'm trying to remember her name.
Melody.
Melody. Is,
Mel- okay,
wait a minute.
There we go.
No. Not, I said it was not Melody.
Oh.
Phoebe. Yeah, Phoebe. Phoebe. As far as Phoebe goes with her, you know, changing herself, removing her soul, however you want to say that is, whatever she did to turn herself into a ghost, quote unquote, for momentary reasons to communicate with the ghost, which personally, I think that's silly. She was already communicating with the ghost. How do you, if you already are communicating with the ghost, what do you need to do that for? That
no, she wanted to out. Be a ghost. She wanted to right. know the feeling of it being a ghost.
But on the second hand, she's a teenager and teenagers sometimes do dumb things,
which you know? Her mom wanted her to do again.
Why not?
Did you tell mom?
Yes, one? Yes. She said to go make stupid decisions.
Yes, she did. Okay.
Maybe she did. Yeah, I know in the
mom,
first one.
Yeah,
in the she first one she polls. Says that.
The first one she says get into some trouble, and then she goes.
Yeah, and then they tear up the town,
trouble. And then. And the second one, she tells her to make stupid mistakes.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, I'd say that's a stupid mistake, but that's kind of a, yeah, you could lose your life type of stupid mistake. So, I mean,
it was a little weird. And then another thing was that they
muted himself.
Oops. I've got dogs going crazy over here. Sorry. So
all of a sudden, I can see you over there in the other camera, in the other window.
Talking with no.
Yeah. I was waiting for Japanese to start coming out.
Right.
That's like Japanese? Movie. What is that?
This yeah.
Would be anime.
Japanese?
This is cartoon.
Just Japanese subtitles, Japanese bubbles gonna come out of his mouth?
That's yeah, funny. That'd be cool.
That's funny.
That'd be cool.
Anyway.
It's all good. Continue all right, on.
So,
sorry.
All right. So let's talk about the end be all type of deal. The big bad. We already know the big bad was the frozen guide. He wanted to freeze over the earth because of he got stripped of his power from a long time ago and everything in that nature. But when
you're in a galaxy into, far, far away. I mean yeah, you gotta say it. Come on. Every time you say a long, long time ago, you have to say the galaxy far, far away. It's a rule.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So when he got out and everything, they had to figure out how to beat him. They couldn't beat him with, I mean, there was only so many fire, you know, what was it? Not fire, fire protectors. Anyways, they're fire.
Fire. The guys,
it's like fire.
I can't remember what they called them.
Defenders or whatnot. There you go.
Fire Nation?
Essentially, that's what it was. It felt like it, to be honest with you, because he was able to just take flames and was able to, like, you know, control it.
Pretty much was a firebender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the firebender guy. So he was... so the first thing the evil guy, I mean, the big bad did, but he went out, he went to a random shop, and it was like a fire flame shop or something, like a smoke shop or whatever, and he killed the guy that was there because he was like, are you a fire... you know, defender. He was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Dude had his back turned and he just got, you know, dealt with the right then and there. And I was just like, oh, he didn't even do nothing. So after that occurred, when it was time to fight, the only person that actually had the proper proton pack, because the proton packs they were using, it became null and void because he was able to freeze it, or he was able to, like, you know,
right,
yeah, knock it out. So they weren't able to do anything. Phoebe is her name, right?
Yes.
She was able to.
Well, he actually froze the proton, the beams.
Yes,
that they shoot out. He actually froze them solid.
Yeah, and she was the only one who kind of in the moment was able to modify hers with a bronze coat yeah, on the metal part, where it can be able to transform her proton pack to be a little bit more powerful than everybody else, a little different than everybody else, which I thought was pretty interesting. I was like, oh man, how come she didn't do that for everybody else? Like, how come she didn't let them know that she can do that? Well, she melted down bronze in like a split second, and then she dipped her proton right pack in.
But in all fairness, she only has so much time, so she didn't have enough time to do all the proton packs. She could only do one. And I like it because it's showing the ingenuity, the Spengler ingenuity, yeah, and that, you know, that she's obviously getting from her grandfather, because he would have came up with that had he still been in it.
Yes.
So
yes,
I enjoy it. Yes. Do you have to turn your brain off a little bit for that?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But again, this is Ghostbusters.
Yes, true. Oh, and you said that the scene where the chessboard was that Egon was going to come back. I thought it was going to be the scene like how it was in Afterlife, where he came and he helped her control the proton beam, because as she was in this one in Frozen Empire, she was going at it. She was losing control, and he was in a frozen guy.
Oh, you thought he?
I
was,
did think that too.
You thought he was going to show up and guide her again?
Yeah, but the family came through and helped her out this time. Yeah,
yeah, but again, I'm kind of glad they didn't go that route, because I feel it would have been it would have
redundant,
harmed the original. I think it's, you know, Spengler's done his duty. He's gone. Rest in peace. That's the way I look at it.
I really with both of those scenes, I really thought that they were going to do that too. And then we went and rewatched
Firemaster. Yes, there we go.
And then because at the first one, the end of the first one, he disintegrates into the particles, which is why Phoebe tells Melody that she's seen it, because she watched her grandfather go into the light.
Yep. Mm. I actually do like that type of illustration too, how it was that when he was ascended and everything, and how Phoebe was ascended, she was like, well, I died before, you know, my body was able to get burnt to a crisp. That's the reason why I look so good. I thought that was pretty funny.
Melody. The ghost is Melody. Yeah, she died around 16 years old. So, you know that the lesson is there. Make sure you're wearing clothes that you like when you die, because those are those will be your ghost clothes. Don't die in your underwear or something like that. Otherwise, you're forever running around in your underwear. Apparently, ghosts can't change clothes.
Apparently, they can strike matches in this one. I mean, she died with the match. I want to say it was, I think in her storyline, her story arc, is that was she's the cause of her family, or the house fire. Yes. That's what it kind of seemed like to me as well, too. Like, she died before, and she was the one that burned down the house on accident, and then she had the Book of Matches. That's why she was able to utilize it at mm-hmm. the end of the movie. Okay, so that was pretty cool. I thought that was a really good connection.
Like Phoebe said, that was her tie. Like, that was right. the thing that she was attached to.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. That's the thing that kept her in that realm. Okay. That's
good. That was the one thing that she, because they made the comment that each ghost that are in that, you know, realm before they dissipate and go off to the next plane.
It was her unfinished business.
Yeah, it was her unfinished business that she had to take care of, which is why she struck the match. And then the Fire Master was able to control that and use it to defeat the enemy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Angie. Angie said, for those listening, it tied her to the mortal plane. So
the mortal plane. Okay.
Right.
I don't know. It's like every time I get onto the podcast, I will come like ready and prepare. And then as I'm like,
everything goes out of your brain.
It does, man. Like I forget names. I forget like because I want to say so much and I don't want to like the timer run out. I'm like, why am I flaking on this? I knew this name in these certain segments and I read it down. Even when I read it down, I'm like, I'm already down here and I didn't even talk about all this other stuff.
It's called getting older.
That's what these gray things are? Huh, I thought it was like lint or something. All right.
No, Steven, men don't get older. We become more distinguished.
Ah, nice.
So
nice.
More distinguished.
So you're saying women get older and they don't become more distinguished?
Yep. Women just get older. Men, we become.
It's now time to start wrapping up the show, everyone. Just saying. We are at 1 hour in the mark, but that was pretty good. That was funny.
That's funny, yo. Okay, but I think the overall movie was good.
Let me hear you from you guys on this. What was your favorite part of the movies? Of this movie, man. Excuse me.
Gosh, you got to make me think hard because it was a week ago.
You've still got Godzilla on the brain.
I know, man. Godzilla's fresh. And yeah, I wished Ghostbusters was streaming already so I could have watched it again. I don't know. I love, first of all, I love it when the originals come back together. Of course, I'm going to love that, you know, because I love the originals. I love the dynamic between the originals. But on the other hand, I do enjoy the Spengler family. They are very fun, and I think they're a good addition to the Ghostbusters. I like the way they've done this. They've done it right. They handed the mantle down to the next generation. And I enjoy that. Winston was great in this. I love how he's backing everything. You know, he's the guy behind everything. And it just goes all the way back to that original scene, the original scenes in the original film when they first hire him and Janine is asking him all these questions. Do you believe in ESP? Do you believe in spirits? Do you believe in this? Blah, 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 blah. And he goes, if it includes a steady paycheck, I'll believe anything. then by the end of it, after they defeat Zool, he goes, I love this job. And he kind of does that again in here. And it's just, I love that. I absolutely love it. Slimer returning, the original favorite ghost of the original Ghostbusters. You just got to love Slimer. He's just fantastic. Yes. And I love how he's just roaming through it randomly, wreaking havoc. He's fantastic. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some of the things that I really, really enjoyed.
Hey, Mike, you took mine right out of my, you took the one that I was going to use. I love that shit.
Yeah, I like what he said.
Right. Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. I want to do
I'll
this.
I'll second
everybody.
That one. Go ahead.
I want to do this, everyone. We've got one more score that is popping up, and I'm going to bring her in.
Okay.
Interesting. Angie!
Oh, Angie! Yay!
I know, but you are giving a score, so I want to give you an opportunity to give your score as we round out the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, I would give it a 9 out of 10 just because of Slimer, because I was wanting to see him in the previous one, and then it was like the, I forgot what they called that.
Muncher.
Yeah, Muncher. Yeah. And I was like, dang it. And so when they showed him in this one, I was like, oh my gosh. And so that's why I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10. But yeah, the whole like her leaving her body thing, I was like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah, because that wasn't the intent for what the unit was for. Okay, so
it definitely wasn't.
Oh, no.
It wasn't, and then nobody showed her, like, it wasn't explained or expressed throughout the movie.
Yeah. To be devil's advocate, she is a genius.
I mean, come on. She's not like I learned this by osmosis. Like, I'm just gonna be honest.
Oh, wait. Is this how she learned it? Oh, just pick it right out of here. Okay, there we go.
Oh! That was good. That was good.
I was like,
I'm not gonna explain that for the audio side of it, Steven.
I made it look like I was picking it out of my butt, everybody. Listen, we've already got the.
I know, like you pointed over there.
Why not?
I mean, we've already said dick and everything, so you might as well just.
Well, Mike said dick, so I don't know why. He said dickless, rather.
Yeah, dickless. Get it right.
All right, everybody, we are losing control. Just so.
All right.
It always happens when we have more than three people on the show.
It's all good.
This is true.
Very true. That's funny. I
want to
give it an 8
now. Well, no, that's fair. That's kind of why we do the score at the beginning, because after we have this conversation, there's a possibility we could change the score. So, Theron, if you are officially changing your score, I say that's totally fair. You can.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 8. Yeah, because I did like the fact that when they say, oh, well, if you guys would have just been patient Winston was like, if you guys would have been patient, we would have got you moved over into the new facility. But, you know, you got to do it the crazy way and everything. And then we was already like, you know, preparing for that, which I like. That's why I really like his character, because it's just like, I know they're not going to just leave this thing. Like, keep stuffing in it, and this monster is just basically building up just power and stuff like that. They got to be able to figure out how they're going to get around it. So, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the whole leaving her body thing. Like, they're like, do something stupid. And I'm like, that's what you chose?
Well, it was stupid.
That was
it was stupid, all
right. And it played right into what the bad guy wanted to do, because it was like once she was able to leave her body, he controlled her soul in order for her to speak the words so she can be able to release him from the ball. And I was just like, what?
But I will say I kind of saw that coming. I'm gonna be honest, because when they saw the little thing where it was making the noise and saying the words and stuff, I'm like, foreshadowing.
I saw it as soon as Melody was introduced. As soon as they introduced Melody, I was like, oh, she's gonna betray her. Because I could.
Oh yeah, I seen that part.
Yeah,
yeah, I seen that part coming.
You're right.
I didn't know how she was gonna portray her though.
I think right after she was introduced, she kind of has an interaction with the overall bad guy too, which leads you to
it's not the first time.
It's pretty early on.
It was after Phoebe and Podcast encountered her at the diner.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
they do like Podcast character.
Podcast aged man.
I know. I was like.
He hit a growth spurt.
Yeah, that kid hit a growth spurt, because we rewatched Afterlife, and he looks like just a little bitty kid in Afterlife, and then And he's almost, you know, his voice has changed and everything.
I know. Yeah. I was sitting there like, this dude ain't full Asian. I'm just saying.
I do love, okay, so the reason why I'm bumping it up to an 8 is because I love how podcasts, his character with Dan Aykroyd's character. Oh, man, dude. Dan Aykroyd's he's a legend to me. How Dan Aykroyd was like in there. And then he started to use some of the stuff that they had, like the ghost mobile and everything.
They worked so well together.
It was really good. It was a really good comparable team.
I forgot about their podcast. And that was awesome. So Steven, this is great. This is great. So what is his name?
podcast?
No. Gosh. Oh shoot.
Ray?
Yeah, Ray. Ray Stantz. Dan Aykroyd. Ray. So Ray and podcast, they have a podcast together. Imagine that, YouTube show. Sure. And they have people come on with objects and Ray scans them with the Ghostbusters scanner and everything.
Yeah.
To see if it has some kind of ghost, you know, whatever in it.
You better hope it does.
Yeah, you better hope it does, because if it doesn't, podcast smashes it with a big hammer.
He's like the people on Harley Quinn on
it. Yeah, it's perfect. He goes Harley Quinn on it. So this old lady, she brings a watch and she thinks that her husband's spirit is in the watch, right? And it's an old Casio watch from the 1980s, you know, a digital watch and all this stuff.
It's a computer watch.
Yeah, well, right.
Calculator watch.
And Ray scans it. He scans it, and there's nothing there whatsoever. And immediately,
podcast out of nowhere, just whack.
This big old hammer comes down and smash. And the old lady's face is
like,
priced,
against she's just like, or something like that. That was hilarious.
And it's like a Harley mallet.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's so oversized and it's great. And then Ray just looks at her, said, "Sorry, ma'am. The smash gets all the likes or all the views."
Yeah.
So funny.
That's funny. That part was really funny. I love the fact he did that two times. He did that with the watch, and then he also did that with the proton pack. I mean, he beat the crap out of the proton pack. It got the proton pack ended up getting taken over by like the little red devil thing. It was
the spirit that jumps in and out of everything.
I think it was just the possessor. Yeah.
That was a good ghost. I like that ghost. That was pretty cool. I thought
the possessor was going to end up at the end of the movie when they took over the truck for the Stay Puft marshmallow, but it wasn't. It was the little Stay Puffs that was actually okay.
I even made a comment when we were watching the film. I was like, "Oh my god, we're about to go into Maximum Overdrive, but better."
Yeah, because
Maximum Overdrive is the worst Stephen King movie ever made. You know, that's the movie where all the trucks come to life and they're driving by themselves. And then one has the big green goblin head on the front of it. And I thought for sure I agree with you. I thought for sure it was going to take over that truck. And I was like, oh, it's Maximum Overdrive now.
Yeah. But no, I totally thought the same thing there. And I was like, oh, this would be so cool. And then I was like, oh, it's just a little marshmallow guys. Which they are so adorable.
Yeah. I love the mini Stay Puffs.
The mini Stay Puffs are terrific.
I'm glad they came back too.
Right?
I do like them. And they're so demented. I love it.
I love them.
They're doing stuff to each other. They kind of remind me of like the Minions. The Minions go really to the Minions and Rabbids. God. I don't know if you've ever played the Rabbids game, but yeah, they go like Minions. They act like Minions.
But the Minions aren't nowhere near as demented as the mini Stay Puffed are.
But the Rabbits are.
Cool beans. All right. I think that's about it for Ghostbusters.
Right? Right on. Love it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Very cool. Well, hey, everybody, thanks so much for joining us here on today's episode of Two Geeks and a Microphone. So we are going to go through here real quick. If you want more Two Geeks, please check out our website at www.2geeksmic.com. There you'll find all things Two Geeks, but also you'll find it to all of our illustrious pages, such as our Ko-fi page. If you would like to help support us, go to ko-fi.com/2geeks. And there you can support us. We've got different tiers and different things that are going on there. Or you can even check out, it's our link to everything, even to our merch page. But if you want to go directly to our merch page, where we got some fun, cool shirts and stuff, you can go to www.2geeksmikemerch. That's the number 2geeksmikemerch, MERCH.com. Also, if you want to reach out to us, feel free to shoot us an email at show@2geeksmike.com. Mike is really good at keeping an eye on the mailbox. And so if you have any ideas, concepts, thoughts, funny anecdotes, anything you'd like to share with us here at our Two Geeks family, go ahead and shoot us a line. All right. Well, with that, Mike, what else do we have?
Okay, with that said, if you made it this far, please go and give us a like and a subscribe. Go subscribe to us on Facebook. I post a lot of funny memes, and I also try to keep you updated on upcoming things on the show. Not to mention, you will get notifications when we go live, because we go live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. And speaking of going live, we go live every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You do the math for the rest, because I don't like math. And I think that is about it, Stephen. I think you were going for the world record of how fast you could do the ending there, Stephen.
Why, thank you. It's called I have time structure issues, everybody.
It's called being an adult.
My wife would say this is called being an asshole.
All right. So on that note, so I will close out this show, over and out. And who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Me.
Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,
may the force be with you.